From NPR and WBUR, I'm Peter O'Dowd.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. It's Here and Now. U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter had a 50-minute conversation today with his Russian counterpart about Syria and Russia's military buildup there. A Pentagon press secretary says the men had a constructive conversation and agreed to talk more.
And the backdrop to that, of course, is the refugee crisis in Europe. Many of the refugees, as we know, coming from Syria. And Croatia is the latest country to struggle with the flow of people. Croatia's prime minister said today the refugees will be moved on, and he said he won't allow his country to become a migrant hotspot. Reporter Lauren Freyer is traveling through rural Hungary now, but Lauren, earlier today you were in Croatia. What can you tell us about the situation there?
So Croatia's policy has really very quickly evolved. Just 48 hours ago, the prime minister was promising safe passage. Now he's talking about pushing them on to other countries quickly. The difference in the past 48 hours is that thousands upon thousands of migrants and refugees have shown up on Croatia's doorstep. I was at the Serbia-Croatia border last night. That's where they're crossing over. Police are trying to keep them behind chain-link fences there. It was 90 degrees. Mm. Families had been out in the hot sun all day, and they were getting angry. They broke through the fences by the thousands and just made a run for Croatian territory out into farm fields there. Now, the problem with that is that there are believed to be as many as 50,000 unexploded landmines in the region left over from the Balkan Wars in the 1990s. And there haven't been any accidents yet, but officials are cautioning migrants and refugees to walk only on roads and paths, not to cross these open fields. In the middle of that melee that I witnessed yesterday, the interior minister showed up, and he vowed to have migrants arrested and shipped off to detention camps. The police, though, have been simply outnumbered. There aren't enough Croatian police on hand, at least on the Serbia-Croatia border, to arrest everyone. And the policy now seems to be shifting, with the latest from the prime minister, as you mentioned, to quickly moving them across Croatia, busing them from the Serbian border to the Slovenian border and having them gone within a day or less.
So they won't be staying in Croatia. But in the meantime, let's talk more about your experience talking to the migrants. Tell me, what have they told you about their journey? Because I assume by now they've been rerouted several times.
So all of the refugees and migrants who are entering Croatia have come from Serbia. They're up through the sort of traditional route from the Middle East to Turkey, across the Mediterranean in a boat to the Greek islands, up through Greece by land, then Macedonia and Serbia. And they used to enter the European Union at the Serbia-Hungary border, but Hungary shut that border earlier this week, and that's why they're moving west into Croatia. You asked about their stories. Many of them are heartbreaking, fleeing war and unrest, poverty, whole families traveling together with month-old infants, with granny in a wheelchair. Many have left their homes in the Middle East, though, only 5 or 10 days ago. If you take buses through the night, you can actually reach Europe pretty quickly. Mm. And so they were at home in Syria or Iraq when they saw footage of this migration route on television. They saw Germany welcoming them, not enforcing any border check. And now they're here 5 or 10 days later, and it's a completely different story. Countries are tightening their borders, and suddenly it doesn't look so easy.
And you're in Hungary right now. We can hear the cars passing you on the side of the road. In Hungary, we've seen new restrictions this week that have blocked the flow of migrants. It's one of the big reasons that Croatia is now overwhelmed. What is the latest from Hungary on this crisis and how they're responding to it over the last day or so?
So Hungary has had pretty much the strongest crackdown on people crossing its frontiers. They were keeping people in detention camps for days before Hungary shut its border with Serbia altogether this past week. You may have now seen a very infamous video of one of those migrant detention facilities that was recorded by an aid worker of people held behind chain-link fences and Hungarian police throwing food at them as if they were animals in a zoo. Hungary is also building 3 border fences. It's spent months building this frontier border fence with Serbia that was sealed this past week, but it's also announced plans to build another fence on the Romanian border. And just last night, Hungarian police started laying razor wire on the Croatian border.
All right, EU leaders are planning another summit in Brussels next week. The meeting this week to try and deal with this migrant flow showed nothing in the way of unity, really. Is there anything close to a plan on the table?
Short answer, no. Europe is extremely divided. I mean, Eastern European countries in particular are very hesitant to agree to these mandatory quotas to resettle migrants and refugees. And, you know, they rightly point out the migrants and refugees don't want to resettle in Hungary. They want to go to Germany. And so it's there are going to be some contentious conversations had in Brussels at these summits as EU leaders try to work out these difficult issues.
Reporter Lauren Freyer in Hungary.